Your questions, your health. This is Mind Matters.
Hello and welcome to our fourth podcast. My name is Kashi and today we have Dr. Ajwala Agarkar, who is a child psychiatrist at Kaiser Fremont. Let's start off with a very basic question. How would you describe your background and practice?
So I went to medical school in India with the intention of becoming a surgeon. During my training, I realized that talking to patients and spending time to get to know them was what I enjoyed the most. I came to the U.S. right after I finished medical school and had the opportunity to start residency in either general surgery or in psychiatry. Mm-hmm. I decided to take the plunge and explore psychiatry, a field that I knew very little about at that time. After 5 years of training, which included 2 years of specializing in child and adolescent psychiatry at UC Davis, I knew I had made the right decision, and I have never regretted that choice. I have been a child psychiatrist at Kaiser for 20 years, before which I was in private practice for 3 years. So I have been in the mental health field for almost 30 years, and I can say very honestly that I really enjoy the work I do.
That's great. So let's move on to our second question, which is, what would you say are some notable drawbacks to being a psychiatrist?
Unfortunately, the major drawback to being a psychiatrist is the stigma that is attached to psychiatry and mm-hmm. to mental health in general, whether you're a patient or whether you're in the profession. There are many false assumptions that people make, such as one has to be crazy to seek mm-hmm. help, or you have to be crazy to be a psychiatrist. Due to this stigma, people who may greatly benefit from psychiatric treatment don't seek help. Mm-hmm. Many medical students don't choose to specialize in psychiatry because it is looked down exactly. by their peers. Mm-hmm. People have a very stereotypical image of psychiatry, which is portrayed by the movies. Mm-hmm. These images can range all the way from one who flew over the cuckoo's nest to being on the couch. Mm-hmm. like in Freudian psychoanalysis, mm-hmm. both of which are almost unheard of mm-hmm. in the mental health field today. And then in social gatherings, it's not very easy to talk about your profession.
Yeah.
When you say you're a psychiatrist, I've literally had people take 2 steps back
really?
Because they thought I would start analyzing them.
Wow.
Or you become a good target for jokes.
So what does a typical day consist of for you?
So, as I said, I'm a child psychiatrist in an outpatient clinic. Mm-hmm. My typical workday mainly consists of seeing patients in my office. Mm-hmm. I see children of all ages, mainly ranging from 6 through 18. Mm-hmm. I do see kids under 6, and I actually continue to see quite a few young people past the age of 18 after they go to college or pursue their careers. I always include parents and families who are involved mm-hmm. in the child's life. Mm-hmm. I specialize in medication treatment for children and teens, but that's not what all child psychiatrists do.
Yeah.
I work with a team of psychologists and therapists, so we work as a team. They mainly do the counseling piece, and I do the medical part okay. of the treatment. So I also work very closely with pediatrics and neurology.
Okay.
So what I would like to emphasize the most is that more than 95% of the patients and families that I see are people like you and me. Mm-hmm. It could be your friend, it could be your classmate, it could even be your boss. Mm-hmm. And because we are in Fremont and the demographics of Fremont, most of the people I see are educated, professional, well-to-do people. Mm-hmm. So our waiting room looks like any waiting room in any medical office. Mm-hmm. The other part of my day when I'm not seeing patients, I'm involved in providing training to either pediatricians or psychologists.
Okay.
I am on committees that reviews best practices for mm-hmm. all diagnoses. And then I attend educational conferences to keep myself up to date in this field that's ever-changing.
Okay. That's very interesting. So what is most satisfying about the work and what is most difficult for you?
So there's nothing more satisfying than seeing patients get better. And that is more often the case than not, surprisingly. It's wonderful to see my patients grow up into successful college students and successful adults. It makes my day when parents say, thanks for giving us our daughter back or our son back. Seeing them happy makes us happy. That's what parents say. So I've never regretted my decision to be a psychiatrist. It's way more gratifying than fixing a broken bone.
Definitely. So how do you keep your personal life away from your professional?
So when I tell people I'm a child psychiatrist, the most common response I get, oh, that must be very stressful.
Yeah.
The way I see it is that there's never a dull day.
Really?
At work. Every patient, every story is fascinating, is interesting. I consider it a great privilege that people trust me with their very personal and confidential information that they would never feel comfortable discussing outside of this very safe setting that we provide in mental health. And with regards to the question of keeping it separate from personal life, it's a mixed bag. I generally don't discuss work at home. It's not stressful work, but it is emotionally draining at the end of the day. So the downside is that I don't have much energy or patience to listen to my family at the end of the workday. I just want to chill out and do something where I don't have to use any critical thinking. On the flip side, the upside of being in this profession is that I feel very blessed every day to have healthy, happy, well-behaved children who are fortunate enough to have a stable home, financial stability, and the social and academic opportunities that we can provide them.
So, last question. What is the most common problem that people come in for?
So the younger children I see mostly have ADHD, that's attention deficit disorder, or anxiety, or various school-related problems, whether it be learning or behavior problems. And most of the older teenagers I see come in for depression or anxiety when they're new to the treatment. I see a lot of college-aged kids who've been in treatment with me forever because I saw them for ADHD when they were young kids. So that's kind of the typical.
That's very population. Interesting. So I'm sure you know what my Sahana is and what we do. So if you have anything to say about my Sahana or people listening to this podcast, so anything along the lines of what we do and everything like that.
So I just want to say I want to commend Parijat and my Sahana for doing the work they're doing because, as I said, the biggest drawback to working in the mental health field is a stigma. And what your organization is doing is to really educate people.
Especially the South Asian community.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So you're doing a great job. Keep it up. I wish.
Thank you.
I could have done that years ago. I'm glad to contribute in any little way that
definitely.
I can.
Definitely. Anyways, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
And I hope to see you soon in the future. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mind Matters is a radio show produced by My Sahana. To learn more about My Sahana, visit www.mysahana.org.